This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials said 9 people died and nearly 3,000 were wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded, an operation the militant group Hezbollah is blaming on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah has suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. They had been using pagers to communicate as Israel is able to track and record cell phones. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock, 24 hours, to get that done.
Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions not only between those groups but between Israel and Hezbollah. This is VOA News. Human rights groups have urged Britain not to copy Italy's approach in trying to reduce the number of migrants arriving on its shores, with a surge of people arriving on small boats across the English Channel. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer travelled to Italy Monday to learn from its recent success in cutting migration across the Mediterranean from North Africa.
Irregular arrivals to Italy by sea are down 60%. Since 2022. So I'm pleased that we're deepening our cooperation here.
Italy has struck multi-million dollar deals with Libya and Tunisia to stop migrants leaving their shores. Human rights groups accuse those countries of committing widespread abuses against migrants. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Thousands of anti-government demonstrators on Tuesday marching in support of Bolivia's former socialist president Evo Morales clashed with counter-protesters blocking their way, a stark sign of an escalating power struggle in the volatile Andean nation. In his most brazen show of force yet against President Luis Arce, former President Morales sent word to his followers to mobilize for a 190-kilometer trek from a small village to the capital of La Paz, denouncing the government of his protege-turned-bitter rival. The march began peacefully Tuesday morning but turned violent hours later when hundreds of counter-protesters armed with tear gas, bombs, stones, and firecrackers rushed to confront the 10,000 marchers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said on Tuesday state law enforcement will launch its own criminal probe of Sunday's apparent attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ryan Routh was charged with federal gun crimes yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida prosecutors will run their own investigation, saying the state has jurisdiction over the most serious offense,
which is attempted murder.
And he wants to make sure Routh is held fully accountable.
We have a strong interest in the state of Florida of bringing this suspect to justice to the fullest extent of the law.
More federal charges are also possible, as Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department seeks a grand jury indictment.
We will spare no resource in this investigation.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
American music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been ordered held without bail in his federal sex trafficking case. A judge made the decision on Tuesday after hearing lengthy arguments. Combs pleaded not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.